Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
See, it took us all this time, and finally, we're live on WLOR, folks, and thank you for tuning in. Remember that we have shared some apps, and Ree, you're live on air with us.
Yes.
Okay, yes is like yes, yes. You see what happens when Super Bowl, you know. I have to ask you, I know that you were watching the game last night, but are you a fan of any of those teams?
Not really.
You're not really a fan, but you were cheering whether they were winning or losing. You were just plain old happy all the way. Was that true?
Yes. I just wanted to see a good game.
Okay, so you had a good game, and also it was one of your daughter's birthday, so you guys were having a party over there. Okay,
yes.
That's cool. So now, wait a minute, I don't even know. I have you on speakerphone. I don't even know why I'm holding the other half of the phone still to my ear. Okay, I can release that now. We're live on WLOR, Omni Life Radio, and there's an app that people can download to take a listen to the show. Every Monday, we are going to do that room on WLOR, and it's a syndicated radio that has an awesome app that you can listen to the show and take it, you know, go anywhere you want. If you have one of those Android phones, I have it on my phone, and I can obviously not play it now because I will echo, but we are definitely live on it, and there's a phone number to call, and the phone number is, do you have that number written down? The phone number is 508-717-8758. It's 508-717-8758, and people can listen. Right now we have a good listener, since yes, everything is going on perfect. I have about 45 minutes of shows left, but it's been fun. You know that last night we were doing a lot of audio tests, and you know that we have just come back from doing a live show in Arizona. So when we came back, you know, you get all tired. We had an awesome road trip, but I really didn't kind of fully unpack. So I had a lot of cables and things that were just there, and I was wondering, it was just that moment. I said, okay, somebody has to unpack here, so that somebody was me. And I was putting up the whole setup of how I do my shows, and I was chasing the humming sound, you know, that that like kind of ground sound?
Yes.
You know that? Seriously, you know that? Talk to me about it.
I hear it from you.
Okay, she hears it from me. So that's why, you know, I rely on the feedback that I get from people every time they tune into the show. Because I already explained the reason why the show is called The Chat Room. And it's because I've never paid attention to the chat room, because I didn't even know there was a chat room attached to the show. So right now, expect good things to happen with WLOR and the programming, having us as part of their programming. We are reaching out so many people right now, and it's an honor for us over here that live in the Southwest and from our communities, because people don't expect us to do some shows like this or to be part of others. But we have good programming going on, and this is a great way to start the week. Don't you think? It's a great, awesome way to start the week.
It sure is.
Okay. I love the pauses in between. Every time you make a pause, we're going to just slap in a commercial right there.
Well, I have to wait until you finish talking before I can say anything.
No, you don't. You can just step on my words, and that way it will go flawless. You know that I've discovered that I'm so ignoramus on computers last night? It's not a secret. I mean, I already knew, but it was confirmed. Are you good? Are you very good on computers?
No, I'm very computer illiterate.
I don't know how we managed to turn on a computer and chat every day, but we managed to do it. We are depending so much on the next generations right now. So to make life easier right now with the app that I shared with you, you'll be able to tune into our shows and take a listen to it and on all, of course, the rest of the programming. So I would really appreciate that everyone over there, the chat room, especially those, I have Laura. Laura is there. Laura, the one, you remember Laura, Spoutling, the one that we did the show with, the Waverly Hills Sanatorium is there. Download the app and check it out and listen to us live, okay? And that way you can just carry on with your day. And remember, you will have us at the reach of your purse or pocket. Purse or pocket. I said two words with the letter P and blah, 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 you know. So, I know that you had a party all night, and you probably represent most of America right now that we're taking a listen and watching the Super Bowl game. I commend you all for that, and especially those that have to still wake up in the morning. You know that it's a day like this where people like either took last Friday off or they're calling in sick on Mondays. Like, services today might suck on your neck of the woods. Seriously.
It's true.
Because of the fact of a Super Bowl. Don't you think that they should give, if there's a Super Bowl weekend, the government should shut down at least for recovery?
They do for everything else.
They do for everything else. I mean, you know, they do for everything else. And I think so. I mean, like, at least for the security of the people that are out there. But if you're working, I commend you. Thank you for being there, for doing what you do and keeping this country on the go no matter what. You know, we will reconstruct. We will come back to what we used to be after a Super Bowl weekend. Who won the game? I'm asking you. You're the reporter right now. This is a quiz from a person that is not. She is not a fan of no. You're not a football person, or you are.
In between, I love to watch it. Don't go crazy over it and watch it constantly, but I had to watch the game last night.
Oh, you had to watch the game last night. Okay, give us the scores of the game and a brief explanation of what you think.
It was 24-28 Patriots, and they won, and it was a very good game. It was going neck and neck from since the beginning of the start of the game. It was very, very interesting. It was a good game.
It was a good game, very interesting, and thank you very much for giving such a great explanation. I have watched many football games. I'm not very much into football, but I have watched many football games, and I couldn't have said it better than that. You're naturally talented alone.
Yes.
Now, if I ask you any questions about any other things, you know that we were talking about talking a little bit of the themes that we talk about on Ghost Trackers, the paranormal, right? We were talking about the Skull Project. Now, we talked about the Skull Project that if you haven't seen that documentary, the Skull, how do you spell that name? Sorry, I'm being a little Skull. I know it's Skull, not Skull, but it was S. Oh my God, the spelling bee game again. you're from New England. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. The director of programming is from that area too. Yes. Oh, what a coincidence. Oh, I better shut my mouth right now. Let's change the theme. I'm gonna ask Skull Project. Okay, it was. Do you remember the way it was written? Skull Project. I keep on saying Skull Project, but it's Skull Project. Do you remember that one?
I'm not sure how it was spelled. I want to say S-K-O-L-E.
Aha! You see, that's the after effects of the Super Bowl. I gotcha. You even helped me write that name down. But
yes,
now you don't remember
how
it's spelled. Hmm. Okay. Here is this. The Skull Project united psychic, not the psychic mediums as we know, that they reunited people that are mediums of the physical form. We already spoke about this, but I want to talk about this again because we spoke also about the Ghost of Frank. Now, the Ghost of Frank was, we named it that way. In fact, you named it that way.
Mm-hmm.
let me just put the blame on you in case anybody starts protesting. Okay. Well, you named it the Ghost of Frank. Ghost of Frank was a part of an experiment that was more like a make-believe. Okay. The intention was to gather people with no psychic claim abilities to do a paranormal experiment. Now, the Skull Project had all the psychic mediums, or the mediums. The cool thing about that project is that everything that manifested in that room manifested on objects, manifested on the apparition of objects that were not there. There were visual effects and sound effects. These came supposedly through these mediums that are of the physical form, right? They have physical attributes, or let's say gifts on, like those, let's call it mind over matter type of thing. I could be wrong, and I might be wrong, but I want you to know that these are not the mediums that do the tarot cards. These are the mediums that connect with spirits, and somehow the spirits, if they were to materialize, they can materialize through the ectoplasma that in pictures of way back were taken from people that have these incredible and mysterious abilities. Okay. I'm wondering why these type of things aren't seen today. I wonder why these type of things aren't seen like they used to back then. Which raises a question, you know, why? And the good thing about this project is that it had people that were there to monitor this group and to make sure that nothing was a hoax. So they had the scientists. They even changed locations. They went to FBI facilities to use their forensic experts to look into these evidence and determine whether it was faked or not. They even had magicians there to make sure. But these people were not doing anything but sitting there. And the manifestations of the spiritual world which just started to appear. They say that rose petals started to fall from the midair onto the table all around the people. Okay, rose petals. We're talking about things that were being transported to the center of where they were sitting. And like little objects that were being placed on the table that were all of a sudden appearing on the table will appear on the table, but will make a big bang sound, like bam, it's there, you know. And these are incredible things of the paranormal. But with the Ghost of Frank, this other group did the exact same thing, but their claim was that everything that happened in the skull experiment had nothing to do with the paranormal because they said it was all a collective. It was all everyone's collective energy did that. But I'm thinking, isn't that paranormal? Because the group had table tipping, but table levitations. These tables were lifting up. I mean, they were floating in midair. And orbs, but not like the dust orbs that we've seen on videos and on other. We're talking about pure light, dancing lights, balls of light, unmistakable dancing balls of light, bouncing off the walls, going in and throughout people, bouncing off the table. And as they were bouncing off the table, they were bang, making that big sound. And they go up, and when they go back down to the table, it goes just right through it, like nothing. You see, it's that kind of experiment that either validates a lot of the mysteries of the paranormal. And let's put it this way, because those that participated in the other experiment had the same results. But how did they get the same results? They, you know, the people that were there didn't agree to think about. First of all, they didn't know about the experiment and why they were, you know, they were participating voluntarily. But through the questionnaire that they came and they were able to make the pick of all these people, they picked people that claim no interest in the paranormal. They claim people that have no psychic claims whatsoever and that have never experienced the paranormal. So they brought them all in the room, about the same amount of people as the skull experiment, and conducted by a scientist, they started to then condition their minds. Like saying, okay, folks, we are gathered here today because we want to conduct this experiment with all of you. We will be channeling in the spirit of, let's call him Frank. And he's a spirit that of a man that once lived here and passed away at this very point. It is says that his spirit manifests and does communicate with people when called. So we are going to agree, everyone here present, to welcome Frank into the circle so that he can be part of this and start communicating with us. So then again, you have the scientists already conditioning the people. And when you're there for the first time listening to somebody like that, you don't have any reasons to believe that what you're listening to is real or not. Okay, you're just there listening. Okay, so here a person passed away, his name was Frank, and he's a spirit that does communicate with people. All right, I will communicate with Frank. So let's all close our eyes. And if you feel anything, please take note and share it with the group. And forget about it, Rita. You have people that are sitting in the circle, and all of a sudden, after a few minutes, you say, I feel that I'm being touched in the shoulder. Oh, Frank, I can feel you touching the shoulder. And then forget about it. We go around in circle, all that information will build up, will build up, will build up. Does anyone have any visions right now of what Frank can look like, or what is he saying? Well, I feel him that he's like this and that, and they'll start giving a description of Frank. Remember this, there is no Frank. This is nothing but an experiment. These people don't know. They're being tested. So, and they agree to that. The whole thing with this is that some places are haunted for the fact that something's really happened there. Other people are haunted for the fact that they believe that something is going on because of what they, you know, their imagination starts to build up. Now, how can we determine which is which? That's why we do paranormal investigations. That's why we go places with the ghost trackers, because we want to know, we want to understand. Is this a story that has just been told once and it stayed around the group and people are just, you know, passing it on to each other, or there's actual evidence of this? Now, this is the interesting thing. This scientist is a skeptic too. This group doesn't know that what he's saying is not real and it's part of the test. They believe everything is real. And after weeks and weeks of this, Frank starts to manifest on the objects around, and they start getting the same effects as the skull group. Don't you think that's interesting?
Oh, that's very interesting. It really is.
It really is. And did it prove the theory that it has nothing to do with the paranormal, or the way I believe, when things like that happen, it's for a reason. And if, you know, if we have the capacity of doing all of these things, like that one scientist says, nothing paranormal, but this is just a human ability that is not used. If we have that capability, can you imagine going to work and not even moving a finger? Maybe just spirit on you. I'm going to go to work in spirit and come back, and hopefully they don't pay me in spirit, but in real cash. Can you imagine? Think about it. Think about it. How is that possibility? Because the ghost of Frank started to manifest with the table tipping. The ghost of Frank started to manifest with the electro voice. But then, could it be that a spirit, as I believe that there's spirits all around us, took notice of this group and out of curiosity wanted to play along and call himself Frank? That's another one.
It is.
It is. It is. And, you know, it. What if? I believe it could be possible. But again, what are the chances of a skeptic scientist gathering a people that he knew from his choice, and he wanted that to be the group study B? If you have the group study A with all the mediums and people that already know and have that mental state of mind of accepting things, versus this group that, okay, I'm just going to sit on this table over here and try to concentrate on what you're saying, because first of all, I'm not really interested in this. This is not me. I'm just doing it maybe, well, who knows, maybe for the money. I don't know if they were paid or something like that. That's a good thing to ask. But the thing is that what are the chances of a scientist that is skeptic gathering a group of people that has nothing to do, you know, just come and, you know, produce and have the same results as that other group that he was so much criticizing. It is just amazing. And as amazing that result came, I believe that places that are said to be haunted may have that same thing. You know, maybe some places, haunted places, are like that group A that has that manifestation, like the Skull Project. And some places that are haunted are like that group B, the ghost of Frank. That is just a story that built up, and then it became something so real for the next generations that it started to produce the effect of everything. Like, you know, it started to become that urban legend that people so much talked about. And there you go. Sometimes we produce the conditions necessary for the places to have the paranormal activity that we say that they have. And let's put it out very clear. The Ghost of Frank started out with the intention to study the possibilities of a group gathering all of their energies and thought to produce that kind of effect. This happened with the chat and dinner that I had with Lisa Shackelford and Gloria Villa at the reservation at the restaurant where we were at. It's daylight. We went to pick up our friend, and she's another radio host and paranormal investigator too, Lisa Shackelford. We went to the restaurant. We were chatting, and I don't remember what I was saying, but I was talking to them, and here we are having a good time. No one else, it's like the restaurant wasn't full that day, so it was very quiet. And the staff was sitting in some of the tables. So we were like sitting right in, almost in the center of the place. We were having a chat. And at that moment when I was chatting with them, I kind of saw something passing by. But I didn't say anything to the ladies that they were looking at me. But at the same time, they kind of like both jumped up a little and looked back behind them. So they looked back and they said, "Oh my God." And I said, you know, I stayed quiet. And I says, "Did you see that? Was somebody?" And Lisa said, "I could have sworn that I thought there was somebody standing behind me." And Gloria said, "Yes, I saw somebody too. But I didn't say anything, but I said, yes, I saw a shadow figure that just kind of went behind you. But I thought it was a product of my own self." You see, I have to say that I wasn't expecting that to happen. But I wasn't expecting both of them to react in the same way. And all three of us said, we saw a shadow person, broad daylight, in the restaurant. And it happened. So can there be people in the living? And I'm thinking, you know, there's people that have the ability of being the two places at the same time. At least that's what other people say when they report that. And I'm talking about there's one person that has all this mystic and all this mysteries around him. And I don't know if he lives or not, but his name is Sai Baba, that I've read that has all of these abilities. Now, I don't know very much about him, but I'm just bringing him as an example of people that they say that have the ability of being two places at the same time. And these are... this is being said not by him, but from people that say, yes, he was here. And a whole bunch of eyewitnesses to come through at saying that, you know, to validate that it's true. I don't know. Have you ever heard about that, Sai Baba?
Only through you all. Other than that, I've never heard of him.
Okay. Well, you know how we do it. We do... like our researchers and then come back to discuss over here. And it says, you have people in the chat room. There is a chat room in WLOR, by the way, and we have, it says, 1,112 listeners right now to the show, Rita.
That is awesome. I'm in that chat room right now.
Oh, you are? Why did you say that?
I'm in both. Thank you. Yes, Laura gave me the link again because it wasn't working with the one that you put up, and I got in. So, yes, very interesting.
Well, I am very honored, and yes. And I know that most of you guys out there have your experiences. And you don't know how much I appreciate when we have the opportunity to talk about it. And I'm the type of person, hey, you can call me on the phone. We can talk. We can talk, because I like to compare experiences that we've had here. And somehow, you know, you can share with me and we can talk and kind of, you know, find out what both think. I respect people's opinions on this. And especially, you know, when it comes to children, you know that children and animals have the facility of, you know, the spirits really much connect with them very easily. I'm bringing up this theme right now because I've been hearing a lot about spiritual animals that appear in spirit. We talked with Linda about the cat. Remember that about the cat. And I also, it's funny, Linda, I know that you're listening to our show. It's funny that you mentioned about the cat, because I also heard about a dog. And we believe in these animals, and people will say that the animals don't have any soul. Now, I believe different. I believe different, and I say this. If an animal didn't have any soul, an animal will not have any feelings, and animals do have feelings. Animals, I've seen animals very extremely happy, and you can see there's nothing more beautiful than when you see a puppy of any kind, a little bear, a little deer, a little goat, chickens, you know, any, you can see them. when they're playing around, how extremely happy they feel they are. They manifested. You can see them that they want to jump. You can see dogs that they can waggle their tail more faster because, you know, they look like they're going to explode because they're so emotional. They're happy. You can see that. And if you can see something like that, they feel. And they suffer when you're gone. Animals suffer when you're gone and they feel sad and they get depressed. Just like people, they have feelings. They have feelings that when they need to protect their own, they have feelings when there's danger approaching and some kind of danger that you might not be aware of, but they want to alert you in any way, form they can. You know, I've seen animals that try to save other animals that are in accidents. You've seen gorillas. You see that gorilla that with the baby falling in the gorilla pit in that zoo. The gorilla is trying to comfort the child, but the people don't understand that gorilla has feelings too, and he understands that the little baby is hurt. He didn't want to hurt the baby. He just wanted to keep away the rest of the gorillas away from him. So you see that in the moment of time, this animal used common sense. Animals have a different way of perceiving things, yes, but they had a common sense. So can animals have spirits too that will come back? We don't know that, but we are receiving reports of people saying that, yes, it is. And there have been EVPs of dogs barking. And there have been EVPs of spirits talking still to their pets, making sure that they're behaving, making sure that they're being good. And we're talking about people that used to be around, they're still checking on their animals to make sure that they're well fed, that they're good, that they're behaving, and they just want to spend time with them. And animals do connect. You will see them barking strangely. Sometimes they say, well, I'm looking. Can't you see him? I'm looking at him. Can't you see him? Haven't you seen that? Well, maybe I don't know if you've seen that, but I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring up the puppy thing again. But but the thing is, when a dog puts up, and this, I mentioned the dog because most of people have dogs and most people have cats. Other people have camels and have lions and all that, but most of us have the domestic animals. You can see the behavior that they have when they see something that you're not seeing. They take a look, you know, they make the noises and all that, and they look at you, and they look at that, and they look at you again. It's almost like saying, can't you really see what's going on? Remember that some animals are very jealous when other people approaches you. If you have a pet chihuahua or any pet that you carry around, and I'm a stranger and I want to come close, your pet will start barking at me. You've seen that?
Yes. Or nipping.
Or nipping. Oh yes. Oh yes. And they will start barking at you. Well, the same thing will happen when there's someone that is an intruder for them coming into your circle, into your proximity, and they will come in and react in the same way. And if we don't understand the languages of our pets, and now that I'm saying this, people, do spend some quality time with your animal. Look at them in the eye. You know, give them that comfort that they so appreciate that. They really do. So when an animal reacts in that way and it's protecting you from that, I guarantee you this. I trust more in animals and their instincts than I do of my own or of other people. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, animals are usually right.
Animals are usually right.
And they know when a good person and they know when something's about to happen.
Of course they do. And an animal, I can walk with an animal. If I have an animal with me, I will trust that. And listen, you have to transmit that love and that connection to it so that it will trust you too. You have to understand that between you and that animal that you have, you have to have a clear conversation. that is probably sometimes of no words, but if you do use a word for your animal to understand you, don't throw in a whole sentence. Make it simple. Animal talk with him, you know. Make it, you listen to that dog whisperer. He's very good. That Cesar Millan, he's very good in what he does. So, I haven't seen that show for a long time. I don't know if it still airs, but let me tell you something. I've learned a lot to be calm and assertive. Is that one of the things that he said? Yes. Thank you. I see people agreeing to what I'm saying right now. Yes, he was very good. And, you know, folks, calm and assertive is what you need for paranormal investigations, too. You have to be calm and assertive. You cannot be taunting and aggressive. You know, remember that if you cannot connect in a way that is being calm and assertive, you know, you're not really connecting with nothing at all. Look at the animal behavior. And I'm not calling spirits animal, but I'm making common sense around here, because a lot of people believe that, well, we have to provoke in order to get the haunting. You don't always have to provoke to get the haunting. You know, you can't even make your dog walk with you and obey you yourself if you provoke. You got to be calm and assertive. Get the facts right now. Cesar Millan would be an excellent paranormal investigator with all his dogs. But you got to be calm and assertive when doing a paranormal investigation. If you want to taunt the spirits, it's almost like, yeah, I can't get my dog to like me. And if you can't get your dog to like you because you're doing things the opposite way, you're not calm and assertive. The dog can feel you already. The dog can feel you. And if a dog can feel you, imagine someone that is already placing their eyes on you and you can't see. What makes you think that you can taunt a dog in doing things? No, the dog will not have, that's not trust. That's not trust. So if you can't establish a well connection with the animals, I rarely doubt you can establish rare connection with good spirits. Okay? It goes hand to hand. We're all connected, like they say.
We are.
So be calm and assertive with your animals. Spend quality time with them, okay? Be calm and assertive when you're doing paranormal investigations too, right? That's the best advice I can ever give you today. Today, Monday, on WLOR Omni Life Radio. Isn't it cool, Ree?
Oh, I'm very happy. Cool to do this, yes.
Very happy. There's a whole chat room going on, and from here, we can't look back. So if you have anything that you would like to share with us on the chat room, and please connect with our station WLOR, and remember that we'll be tuning in on Mondays, okay? Mondays will be our day, and we talk about everything, anything, and sometimes, you know, the shows can be very profound in spirituality, and other times we're just plain funny. Just like I said, sometimes it's just stupidly interesting to listen to. Because people say, well, I could not imagine that you said something like that. But yes, you know, we talk. And that's what the chat room is all around. It's all about. It's not just about what I say. It's about what you say, what you think about, too. So, wow, Alenka, you have that book going on your way. The Rick Kieber's book is on Forever Ash. I have those books around. You know what? I have to be very thankful also for Anthony for sending me those books also. Now I have so many books to read, and I have to start by one. You mentioned to me that we should have Melina on the show.
With her
parents present, we will probably have Melina on our show too. Because there's something very special. I'm talking about the youngest paranormal investigator that we have shared time with at the Gaston Hotel doing our ghost tracker show there. This is a little girl that approached us and she was with her family. They were filming video. It was beautiful. You know, she's 12 years old. She was, and it looks like she went to front desk or something, and somebody told her, you know, maybe why I was there, and she came to us. She said hi, and Ree, you heard that show? That
yes,
girl was great. She's like a natural journalist, and when she told us that she's also a writer. I love speaking to her. Against one of the things that she says, I'm a fan of Ghost Adventures. I've watched it ever since I was a little girl. Wouldn't it be nice to be like 12 years old? You be 12 year old again. I said, I remember watching when I was a little girl. But you're 12 years old. You're still a little girl. But she was awesome. She was great. And the good thing is that I am so encouraging that she comes up and writes a ghost story for us or anything. She said that she was writing a novel. Okay. And I get very excited when I talk about this because, people, this is our youth. Okay. And every time you have an opportunity to give, put a smile on that youth face, support them in what they do, especially when you find yourself with a 12-year-old saying that I'm going to write a novel, you know. And let me tell you something, this inspires other kids to write too. I know that once her manuscripts gets out there, and that's what we're concentrating right now, because remember that we're going to have a book club. Well, we have a book club going on. I want us to read from Melanie Whitby, okay? She's gonna be someone big. I'm telling you, she is big already. She's
Melina.
Melina. Oh, come on. Thank you. Yes. There's something with the letter M today. It's something with the letter P, but the letter Melina. Yes, it was Melina. I'm sorry,
yes.
Folks. She's so beautiful. She's such a nice kid. Mm-hmm. And also Anthony Mello, that your son that sent me the books from his haunted stories of his picks. I have them right there. Wow. But today is Monday. We're starting. Does it feel good? Today's Monday. Monday feels good. At least for me. I don't know. I'm all happy today. Monday.
Well, it's a good day here. No school, storm going on.
Oh, there's no school today over there?
No, most all of Massachusetts is closed down because of we're having a big storm again.
Oh, yes, yes. Wow. Over here, well, I haven't been outside, but I'm sure that it's, I don't want to talk about weather when you guys are in the snow. I don't want to talk about weather.
We're
going to
talk about weather if you want. We're going to be buried here for a while, so.
Well, the Southwest is awesome. Oh, my God. Yeah, throw it in there right now. Okay. Arias show starts at noon in about 3 minutes, people. Thank you. That this is Arias is another show on WLOR. So stay in tune, okay? Take that app with you and share it with your friends. We're going to be sharing more things and the ways that you can connect with our show on WLOR with the new app. I have it on my phone. So I'm going to put my headphones later on and start listening and, you know, to the fine programming. Arias, yes. And it's the Game Changer Show with Aria Dunham. Dunham, yes.
Dunham?
I have new family. Huh?
Is the name pronounced Dunham?
Dunham. Aria Dunham. Stupid accent of mine. I have new family. So we're new family and we're meeting each other today. So it's all good. It's all good. But there's a yes. She's gonna be she's the engineer. She's going to be your yes. Yes, she's my end. Wow, I have to be very nice. Well, I'm always nice, but, you know, please, she's my engineer. She has there's a good show following up this one, so stay tuned. And people, thank you so much for tuning in. You know, it's you make the chat room what it's all about. And to all the listeners that we've had, it's just awesome. Today, this is the way every week should start. Mondays are good. Mondays feel like Fridays over here. I'm very happy. I have to keep in mind that it's Monday and it's not Friday because then I might not go to work today. But yes, it's Monday. It's Monday and it's super cool. And thank you, Laura, and thank you all the beautiful people there in the chat room. And Alenka, listen, when you receive your book, please let us know, okay? So there's a lot more things that should be going your way. And if you can download the app and take a listen to the radio station, let me know, okay? Alenka, this one's for you. If you can download the app and you can take a listen to the show, it'll be awesome. Okay, so that way, we're in Slovenia. Wow, we started international right from the start. Isn't this cool? It's like right from the start. Woohoo! Look at that. You guys playing with snowballs over there. Jealous? Am I jealous because I have no snowballs over here? Well, there's snow not so far away up in the mountaintops that we can see, but... What is that? All of a sudden, music is coming out from somewhere. Did you hear that? Wow.
No, we don't hear no music.
You don't hear music?
No.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful up here. So yeah. I think the programming. Okay, the show is over right now, over there. But we're still here. Woohoo! Isn't that cool? It's cool right now. I love it. I didn't even have a chance to say goodbye. Well, anyway, it's thank you for the cue. All right, show is over. She's going to be the engineer. Call ended duration. Okay. I didn't finish the ending. Well, it's all. Anyway, that was awesome. That was awesome. You're still on air with me. I want you to know that. We're still working.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, everyone's still in the chat room in WLOR 2 talking.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, thank you very much for the opportunity that was given to me to be on your shows and for making this Monday a beautiful Monday. It says, where to go, Tony? Thank you very much. So, is over me? I don't know. It says, you wrote that is over him? Oh, it's over me?
Over Freedom. For you. You're not on WLOR right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And Laura was asking, where did you go?
Well, I'm over here. The thing is that I got so excited that, remember, I don't have, like, the engineer that is our audio engineer for that station is on air right now. So we probably didn't have an opportunity to say our goodbyes. So, yes, didn't have the opportunity to say our goodbye. So, it's like, well, remember, it reminded me of one of those. Well, anyway, it was good, and we're still doing the show right now. We're about 11 minutes into it. So, yeah, what a relaxing. That was so stress-free right now. Wasn't that cool?
It was, yes. It was very relaxing. You were just
beautiful.
Breathing right through.
It was like, wow. It just went. For now, we're going to be doing these events, and I called the Sister Paranormal Group of Arizona. I have to send them an email and soon you will hear us doing a show with them, which is going to be cool because these are people. You know that sometimes it's hard for me to get connected with places because they're too far away. Okay. And if I plan and intend to do a show directly with them, I have to connect with them, and I intend to travel, but not all places have the Wi-Fi connection with me, because you know that once you go to places that are meant to be haunted, one of the things that they have in common is that they have no utilities connected to it, which means there's no more running water, there's no more electricity. It's not the same in all cases, but it does happen. So if we try to do a program, then I will rely on having at least a signal through my phone, but not always it happens. When I'm over here, I don't always get signal everywhere. You know, and sometimes it's due to electricals that are blocking the signal because of the way, you know, when you're boxed in a place that has wires all over the place, it can block up your signal. So I have to know before going if I have a good chance to do a live broadcast from the place. I've learned a lot. And I've learned a lot the hard way that sometimes, you know, it can be done, sometimes it can't be done. And this place, well, at least with the hotel, they have the Wi-Fi. Because last night we were there, they had upgraded the whole thing. But I didn't know that we were going to have so much difficulties in the first night. The second night was much more easier because you already know what you have to deal with. So, yeah. Upon the places that are very close from here, I want to do... Linda, I know that you're listening and you're there in the chat room. I want to do the Haunted Dolls with you, but I want to be with the Haunted Dolls next to me. That because especially I want to not only meet Anaya, which is your newest doll, I want to see closely the other three. I remember that one of them even moved while we were talking. And I experienced that. I was the witness to that. And I know that the way you had them sitting on that love seat or sofa, they were not really close to you, but you put them in a way that I can see them too. So I do appreciate that. But is knowing that you were not close to them and nothing else was close to them, and seeing one of them actually move was quite cool. On my book, it's awesome, you know. So it's a must see. I have to take a look at this closely, and take a picture with those four ladies. And I'm talking about the Haunted Dolls, and even knowing that there's a cat. You said I have to bring that cat and that dog together, but they're not in the same place. I do receive reports, and I have to thank the people that share reports of hauntings with me, especially those that are from here, from the local area, that I believe, you know, when they reach out and share to you one thing, they're listening to the show, so they know the integrity of what we put behind our investigations when we go there. Second, I like the fact that I know that these people have tremendous credibility. You know, their integrity as people, their word of what they're saying, they will not be saying it to me unless there is something genuinely happening in that place. And believe me, I guarantee you that, because one of these, I'll keep it in secret, but one of these people are people that they will not be calling or communicating with you unless they have something genuine going on. And this sounds pretty unique to me. So we're on the road, and this show, believe me, has kept me busy all night, all day in the weekend. You're a witness to that. This show has kept busy. this show has kept me busy, folks, and it's like, oh my goodness, I have seen the sunrise and the sunset and the sunrise again with this show. So it's a no game. I will not be doing this unless it's like truly something that it's worth it. And believe me, this is worth it. The show, the Ghost Trackers, what it's doing. We want to inspire Melina. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. Melina.
Melina. You said it different.
Melina.
Melina. Okay, Melina. I don't want to be corrected by her if she calls me up. That's not the way. Okay, I don't want to get into that. She has a beautiful name and a beautiful smile, first of all. But she's going to be our next book project, okay? We have to help a child. All of you are moms and dads out there, okay? All of you are moms and dads. Feel inspired. If you feel touched in your heart, if you feel inspired, if you saw the picture of her, you know that this is a person that you know, in her formation, in her growth, the best support that she can have right now is if somebody cares or not about the book, and we're going to read it, okay? We have to read it, and in a way, this way we encourage. Just like when you go and see your kids in concerts, just like you go and see your kids when they're playing games, right? And their
yeah.
games. This is a person that I want her to feel that welcome as an author. Okay, so wouldn't it be cool to read a story from a 12-year-old? I hope she's still, you know, we hope. Can you stay 12-year-old forever? No, she's going to grow up. but
that would be nice.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. I know that. But, you know, we will support the children, the youth, in any way we can. And if some way we can support Melina is by reading her manuscript. If there's one way we can support her is by showing her, you know, our support. And not only that, but Melina represents all the children that are out there that have dreams. Okay, as adults, we all come together to support and help them on their way to achieving their dreams. So, as you are all, and we were all 12 years old once in our life, and we have kids, and we take care of them, you know, it feels good when someone else reaches out in support and says, you know what, you have an awesome kid. And that is something that I will love to just like get all those great thoughts, you know, and put it out there for not only Melina, but for the many Melinas and Anthonys that are out there. We'll appreciate that from each and every one of us, okay? So that is our mission. Thank you very much for being with us on the chat room, and thank you very much for being with us on WLOR. It was an awesome day. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome. It sure was awesome.
And thank you, each and every one of you beautiful people out there, okay? I will be with you once again, so it'll be next time. Be safe, be loved. Thank you for tuning in. See you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.